Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was chatting with Jason just as we were starting the broadcast, and I told him I'm all excited. Arjun did a great job on building the framework for the website, 5-Minute University. And he asked me to start with the About Me. So, you know, I was working on the About Me part regarding Vincent Fennelli. And I was telling Jason that, I put some ego in there with some humor. And I said that I ran for public office. And I easily won this public office position in the corrupt state of Missouri. And you didn't know I was a public elected person, did you guys? Well, yeah. It's absolutely true. And so how did I easily win? I waited till the last minute of the last hour of the last day, and I registered, you know, just minutes before 5 o'clock. No one else had registered to run for this particular office, so I ran unopposed. So even though I got two votes, one from Mrs. Fennelli and one by me, it was, compared to everybody else that was running, it was a landslide. So Gwyneth, in the 5-Minute University, which I haven't turned on yet, that's part of the About Me. And then it also says that, I ran for board of direct a member of the board of a public utility, electric utility, and no one has ever gotten fewer votes than I have. So out of 37,000 people, I got 100 votes. I mean, how's that possible? So, you know, there's some humor in there, but it's all true. I mean, all of that is true. I was a committee man in the county. And what does a committee man do? Well, the duties are of great responsibility. So when someone in the Republican Party dies, you have to figure out if you're going to send flowers or not. If you're waiting for something else, that's it. Yeah, so when, while Mrs. Fennelli and I, well, she ran too. They had two positions. So we both signed up at the same time, and she got the same number of votes I did. And so she won easily as well. And so we'd go to these committee meetings until they stopped inviting us. And they would say things like, it's really sad that, so-and-so passed away, and we're thinking about, buying some flowers and so we're thinking $25, and I'm scratching my head, but I'm thinking, so when the husband dies, and you have the wife who's now a widow, is it more important to buy flowers or buy food? So I suggested that we not buy flowers, and that we find out what kind of food we could buy, and let's do that and send that, the way of the family. Because they just had a financial loss, right? Because if the person was on Social Security and they were married, they just lost half of it. Well, that kind of stuff didn't set well. Flowers sets well. I don't get it. I don't get it. So, with comments like that from me, we were uninvited to attend meetings. Well, they just forgot to tell us when they were.
Oh.
Absolutely true.
Well, I tell you, Vincent, that having been that widow in the past, I can fully appreciate your point of view. And we were both on, my husband and I were both on welfare payments at the time, and I found that my household expenses were the same, and suddenly my income was cut in half.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying.
I was that widow. I was literally that widow, and that was a long time ago. So, I still have people saying, well, I'm sorry for your loss, and I appreciate that. I really do. But it was almost 19 years ago now, 19 years ago in July, in June 17th or something, So, it has been hard. And I appreciate that you had that frame of mind to say, well, why don't we buy groceries instead of flowers,
And the groceries that I was talking about, Gwyneth, were cans, things that wouldn't spoil, immediately, And so that was my thought, and I'll tell you where that kind of came from. My father was back when we lived in Virginia. My father was in a horrific car accident. Actually, he was in his pickup truck. He just filled it up. Guy fell asleep at the wheel coming toward him, and it was a two-lane road, head-on collision. My father, pulled up onto an embankment, and the guy still crashed into him. And so my dad was, two cars going 55 miles an hour, head-on collision. Was really bad. The other guy died, and my dad's truck burst into flames, like you see in Hollywood. And a passerby just happened to pull him out. He was unconscious. Pulled him out just as he just dragged him across the road just as the car burst into flames, or truck burst into flames. And so while my dad was in the hospital, we spent long days there every day. And we'd come back at night. And
there?
Yeah, we're here. Well, I see something.
Silence.
Something's
sorry.
Okay. You should hear me now. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay.
Now.
So I was trying to get this door open to the laundry room, and there's stuff behind the door. I had to squeeze through, and so I said to my mom, "What's all this stuff? All these grocery bags." She said, "Well, those are your father's things." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, what we would do is he would go off to the supermarket and he'd buy groceries and cans and he'd put them in bags and then we'd go to church and we'd always go to church late. This is a little rural church, and he would put the grocery bags in the vehicles, the pickup trucks of the locals." Because he thought they needed food, and that's what he did. And he and my mom would arrive late, and they'd kind of apologize for being late, but they were late because they wanted to make sure everyone else was in the church and no one would see them, while they put groceries in the vehicles, the pickup beds of the trucks and the cars of the members of the church, and then they'd kind of walk into church late and kind of apologize for being late, and they were always late because they were taking care of the village. And so I thought that was a wonderful thing. And I didn't even know my father had been doing this. He'd been doing it for years. Never said anything to me. I mean, who's closer than his son, right? Never told me. And so I thought that was something that I should remember. And of course, that's in the book. And so that's where that came from, Gwyneth. That's why I thought food is more important than flowers. Flowers come and go, and most of them you can't eat anyway. So that's the point about the flowers. Gwyneth, I wanted to share something. I sent out a memo to the instructors, to, you know, the regular instructors. And it said something like, food is a really big problem right now. I am very concerned about food. And I would appreciate it if you, as instructors, would devote more of your class to talking about food and what we need to do about it. And I got an email, Gwyneth absolutely agrees, and so do the other instructors. Well, in that line of thinking, I was chatting with one of our neighbors, and I said, so how you guys set for food? And she said, actually, there were two of them, and they said, yeah, mother and daughter. And daughter is, an adult, and mother's a senior citizen, so they're both aware of what's happening. And I said, so you okay? Oh yeah, we've got food. I said, okay. So let's just humor me for a second. Let's go through some arithmetic. And I said, so you might have heard this example class, but it bears repeating. So let's say you're down to just cans of food in your house. And you have green beans, corn, and baked beans. Those are the only types of cans of food that you have. That's it. Those three. Green beans, corn, and baked beans. And so you decide that for breakfast you'll just have one can. And we'll have green beans for breakfast. And for lunch, we'll have corn. And for dinner, we'll have baked beans. Now, what you could do is you could share. You could, you know, if you have three or four people, you could share. And everybody could have green beans, corn, and baked beans, you know, all on the same plate. But you don't get a full can of each. You only get, you know, a portion of a can of each. So I asked how many people were in their household, and the number was four. I said, okay, so four. So that means that each one of you will eat three cans a day. One can of corn, one can of beans, one can of baked beans. So three cans per day, per person, times four people, that's 12 cans a day. 12 cans a day. That's a case. That's a case of cans of food per day. That's two cases in 2 days. That's seven cases in a week. Seven cases. Think about that, class. Seven cases of cans per week. That's 84 cans. How many people have 84 cans of food stored right now? How many? How many people do you know that would have 84 cans or seven cases? That's just for 1 week. So let's multiply that times, believe it or not, there's 4.3 weeks in a month. That's the business number, 4.3 weeks in a month. Not four, but 4.3. That's 361 cans of green beans, corn, and baked beans. The sum of those three foods in cans that will hold four people for 1 month. Four people for 1 month. 361. Y'all ready for that? If not, we'll tell you what you should do.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I absolutely believe, and so do your instructors, that we have a very serious food crisis looming. And even a senator has said that there will be a food shortage worldwide. And it has to do with the Russia controlling 30% of fertilizer, Ukraine not being able to plant because their diesel fuel for their tractors is being consumed in the war against Russia. Russia's using diesel fuel as well, so diesel fuel is in short supply. That kind of explains why the price is high, and the price is going to go higher. My number was $12 to $15 for a gallon of gasoline, and it looks like other people are starting to agree with that. I've said that over a month ago. Looks like other people are starting to agree with that. And so right this moment, you can, and I'm looking at the Chinese factory outlet right now, you can buy canned corn, the house brand, great value canned corn, 12 cans in a case, $5.88. Now, if you spend more than $35, like $35 or more, they'll ship it to you for free. You can't beat that. That's 49 cents a can. And I believe that's corn. Now, I'm not saying it's good for you, but it's certainly more delicious than eating air. And it certainly has more nutrition than air. Not that it's good for you, but there's some nutrition in it. And you can buy green beans. And I believe I didn't have enough bandwidth to find it during the commercial break, but I believe that you can buy canned green beans for the same price at the Chinese factory outlet, also known as Walmart. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yes. You can probably still buy dried beans at your local grocery store, okay? And I've been doing that, and I've been taking the dried beans home, and I've been opening up the packet, and I've been planting the dried beans in my garden, and they've been growing. That's what I've been doing. And they have been, I'm now up to, for instance, black beans. Okay, these are the black turtle beans. I'm on to my second generation of turtle beans. So, in other words, I planted the turtle beans from the supermarket packet of turtle bean plants in my garden, and they grew, they made beans. The bean plants dried out, the pods dried out. I took the beans out of the pods and I put the beans from the dried out pods from the plants that grew into my garden, and what do you know, they also grew. And I'm now on to my second generation of turtle beans from beans that were originally from a packet of beans that I got from the supermarket. So you can do it. In most places, I believe that you probably still could plant beans from the supermarket. It's not absolutely guaranteed everywhere, because if your beans have been heavily radiated, for instance, they may not grow. So I can't guarantee that for everywhere, but it's certainly worth a try. And how many beans would you need to plant to get enough food to see you through? Well, you've got to account for the fact that not every bean is going to grow, that the ones that do grow, some of them are going to be eaten by slugs and snails and caterpillars and so on and so forth. So, but you can say pretty accurately that for every bean that survives, and by the way, in about 375 grams, which I'm saying would be about half a pound of beans, there will be about 1,000 beans to plant of black turtle beans, okay? Less for larger beans like bolotti beans or butter beans, less beans. But the plants are, they'll make more beans. You'll get about 1,000 butter beans, sorry, about 1,000 black beans, turtle beans, in half a pound. That will turn into 1,000 bean plants. And how many bean plants do you need to feed you? I'd like to answer that, because this is along the same line of what you were saying, Vincent.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People who haven't had coronavirus are now considered the minority in America. The CDC says about 60% of people tested between December and February had antibodies, meaning they were infected at some point. That's double the amount from before the Omicron variant. For children, the number soared to 75%. A boy has been arrested for the murder of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl in a wooded area near her aunt's house, with cops saying the suspect knew the victim. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm.
Investigators executed a search warrant at 422 North Grove Street. Evidence was collected and additional interviews were conducted.
The fourth grader had gone missing on Sunday night after being in her aunt's house four blocks from her own home. A Mercy Medical helicopter pilot and flight instructor were killed in a crash Tuesday during a training flight in western New York. It took place between Buffalo and Rochester. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee Tuesday, said a special counsel to investigate the Biden laptop and its explosive contents is not necessary.
The question of whether to have a special counsel is one that is an internal decision-making in the department, so I don't want to make any judgments one way or the other, but I'm quite comfortable with the United States Attorney for that district continuing in the role that he's playing.
Senator James Comer wonders if the president is compromised by communist China. The Biden administration continues to block Republican efforts to reveal the origins of COVID-19 and China.
This is all about Hunter Biden being a national security threat and trying to determine, are the Bidens at a disadvantage here when dealing with China? Are they compromised by China? You know, my question is, why wouldn't the administration cooperate with Republicans' efforts to determine the origination of COVID-19. So we never accused the Democrats of creating COVID-19. We never accused the Biden family of doing anything to create COVID-19. We accused China. We accused the Wuhan lab. But at every turn, this administration has blocked every effort by Republicans to get to the bottom of what exactly went on in that Wuhan lab. That's just one example, and I can cite many others where it appears that this administration is compromised by China.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Today, God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, you can buy right this moment. I don't have stock in the Chinese factory outlet. I don't even own a single share of stock in anything. I think the market is a gambler's paradise. And I don't gamble. So you can buy cans, a case of 12 cans of green beans and corn for $5.88. And if you buy over $35 worth, you can have it shipped for free by Walmart. You can look it up. That's a great value brand. And you can also buy their baked beans. And their baked beans are a little more expensive. They are, where did they go? 68 cents a can for the 15-ounce can. More expensive. But still, in today's pricing structure, I think it's a pretty good deal. So I suggest you consider thinking about what you're going to eat. And for $5.88 plus whatever the local tax and state taxes in your village, you can have some food. But I wouldn't suggest just buying one case. I would suggest buying many cases and figure out if you eat one can per meal, per person, that's three cans per day, how many cans would you need and what would you like to eat? And I suggest you get it and keep it in a cool, dark place. Keep something over the lid so dust and debris doesn't land on it. And you'll have food that will store for a couple years. In Italy, there's a mandate that air conditioning be limited to 25 degrees Celsius, also known as centigrade. And that is 77 degrees Fahrenheit. So you may not turn your air conditioner below 77 degrees in Italy. Why is that? Because there's an energy crisis. And it's coming this way. It's coming this way. Class, I don't care what anybody says. I don't believe we have an energy factory in the center of the earth and we're just making more and more oil and all we have to do is go and get it. I don't believe it for a second. I believe we've got all the oil we're going to get and we're not going to get any more. Just like we're not going to get any more water. The only water we have is what we have and we recycle it. We've squandered the energy. We've squandered the natural gas. Do you know that people are building these, having built for them these mega yachts? Mega yachts. The size of battleships. You know, for their pleasure. Do you know people had those? How do you feel about that? How much fuel do you think those things use? How much pollution do you think those diesel engines emit? And those are people we look up to, right? The mega yacht people, like the oligarchs, like Bezos, people like that. It's a sin. This greed is a sin. So the rest of us, you know, keep your thermostats above 77. Well, actually, we've already done that for years. Our thermostat doesn't go below 78 for air conditioning when we have it on.
I don't have a thermostat.
Yes, we are in really... I know. And why don't you tell us about that, Gwyneth?
I don't have a thermostat.
You don't have an air conditioner.
I don't have an air conditioner.
Nor a refrigerator.
I have wood-fired heating. Nor a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I have wood-fired heating. And I live at an adobe mud brick house, which is cool in the summer and warm in the winter. So my fireplace, I've got my fireplace lit. I lit it just before the broadcast. And it is in my living room. It is right next to a mud brick wall, which is the wall of my living room. And when the fire is lit, it heats up the mud bricks in the wall, which, you know, acts as a thermal mass. And even after the fire is out, the wall is still warm. It radiates heat back into the whole room, even after the fire is out. And when the sun comes up, it heats the mud bricks and they warm up. And when the sun goes down, the mud bricks radiate the heat that they have stored back into the house, and the whole house is a little bit warmer because of that. And I highly, if you live in a semi-arid climate, there is a reason why. For thousands of years in semi-arid climates all over the world, that people have made their houses out of mud bricks. They are a superior building material in a low rainfall, semi-arid climate where you've got abundant sunshine. And because in such areas, you do tend to have quite cool nights because there doesn't tend to be much cloud cover at night. Which means that the heat that is in the... Because, you see, clouds act as a blanket over the earth. When you don't have clouds, it's like sleeping without blankets. It's nowhere near as warm. Yeah, so but that's how I cope without air conditioning. And I would say to these people in Italy, well, your ancestors lived in my brick houses for thousands of years. What sort of house do you live in? You know, it wasn't just the American Indians that figured out that to build a mud brick house that you were gonna be a lot warmer in the winter and a lot cooler in the summer. The Italians figured it out. The Spanish figured it out. The Southern French, Southern Europeans figured it out. The Africans figured it out. Everybody figured it out because it's just objectively true. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, class, I have one more tip about something that you can buy and store. You know, you can buy pasta. And if you keep it cool and dark, and if you keep it in a jar, and you can break it in half and put it in, you know, a cleaned out, used tomato sauce jar. Okay, it'll keep longer. Keep it cool and dark, and it'll last for years if you remove it from the packaging, because I believe bugs enter the pasta from the packaging, the cardboard boxes. I believe the eggs for the bugs are in the cardboard, the recycled cardboard. And so that's where roaches come from, the inner cities. The cardboard is collected, reprocessed, turned into liquid slurry almost to make new cardboard, and the roach eggs are in there and the bug eggs are in there. So when they use that cardboard again, you get the bugs and they eat the pasta. And that's why I believe you find bugs in the bottom of your pasta, crawling around in your pasta. So take it out right away, put it in glass jars, keep it cool and dark and dry, and it should last years, like 10 years, 5 years. And here's something you can buy. You can buy, if you happen to be a member at Sam's Club, or you don't even have to be, you can buy this at other places as well. Diced tomatoes with chilies, or just plain diced tomatoes in cans. 14.5-ounce can, a case of 12, $7.24. That's 60 cents a can. So here's the recipe that's in our book. You can take pasta that's already been cooked, and let's say you cook a pound at a time, and you drain it and you put it in one of those plastic containers that can stand refrigeration, and you put a pound of pasta in the refrigerator if you have one. Then when you want to eat it, you can take some out and pour right from the can. Of course, you want to wash the lid of the can. Pour these diced tomatoes and chilies, about a half a can, on top of the pasta on your plate. Pour some extra virgin olive oil on there. Maybe you'd want to add some pepper flakes and maybe a little bit of sea salt. Maybe. Not necessary. And if you like garlic, maybe slice up some garlic. And although it's not recommended, you could heat that in the microwave oven and you've got a meal. It's very inexpensive. And all of that will last a very long time in storage. The cans will, the pasta will, the salt will, and the extra virgin olive oil will last a couple years. It makes sense to me. It's filling, and you can go out and grab that shovel and go out to the garden and do some productive work. Diced tomatoes and chilies, or diced tomatoes. Have I done this? Yes. Is the recipe in the book? Yes. And who liked this type of pasta? A real famous singer. His name is Frank Sinatra. Of all the pasta dishes that Frank Sinatra liked, that was his favorite. I just gave you the entire recipe. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to go back to the topic of beans. you know, dried beans, that is. Okay, so this is like the half pound bags of dried beans that you get from the supermarket. Let's say, for instance, black turtle beans. You'll get about 1,000 black turtle beans in a bag. If it's a bigger type of bean like butter beans or lottie beans, you'll get about 500 of them. Now, how many bean plants will you need? From each bean plant, you will get approximately 50 dried beans. So you plant one bean in the garden and you'll get 50 beans back off of that one bean. And you've got to take to account, actually, that out of every three beans that you plant, probably only two of them are going to grow and do well, okay? So you've got to take that into account. So out of every one bean, maybe you'll get 30 beans. You know, taking account that not every bean that you plant is going to grow and survive. You know, some of them are going to be eaten by caterpillars and slugs and grubs and snails and whatever. But probably two out of three of them are going to survive. What does 50 beans look like? Well, to answer that question, you imagine that 1,000 beans in a half pound of beans. And you need to divide that into 20 portions, okay? So you will get 20 servings out of that half-pound bag of beans because you are going to take that and you are going to get 50 beans. You're going to put them in your hand. You're going to look at them. And so that's a meal, 50 beans, okay? And you might say, well, that doesn't look like a meal. You soak them, you soak those 50 beans for a few hours in some water, and then you put them into a cooking pot with one spoon of dried stock powder and probably about half a cup of pasta and some chopped up greens and a potato and a carrot, and you put that on your stove and a spoon of peanut butter, and you boil that, and you've got a soup for one person.
We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about dried beans and how you can make an inexpensive meal. You can do it yourself. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to think that these 50 beans, that's going to be a pretty meager meal, but it'll fill your tummy, okay? So the soup that I just described is about a handful of beans and one carrot, one potato, some greens, some pasta, and I would put a slice of cheese and some stock powder in there. That's the OXO type. About a teaspoon of that sort of stock powder, and you boil it all up together in a cooking pot, and that would be a meal for one person. And so if you've got more than one person, then you need to multiply out that number of servings. And you, like I say, you can grow those beans in your garden from the beans that you buy in the supermarket in most places, okay? Especially the black beans, and especially other old breeds like Borlotti beans and butter beans. You can buy them dried in your supermarket in half-pound bags or one-pound bags or five-pound bags, probably more at the bulk food stores in the larger bags. But you can do it, and you can take them home, and you can dig a patch in your garden. And you plant them about, you look at your finger and you've got one, two, three joints on your finger. And usually depending on the size of your finger, but probably about 1.5 to 2 inches deep. Okay? So that's to about the second joint, to about the knuckle joint on your finger. You get your finger, you poke. You dig through the soil so the soil's nice and loose and easy to poke your finger into. You get your finger, your index finger, your first finger, you poke it into the soil to the knuckle, to the knuckle joint. And then you get your other hand, which has the beans in it, and then you put the bean in the bottom of the hole, and then you cover it over. And there you go. 3 inches to one side in a straight line. You poke your finger in the soil again, and you get the other hand, which is I'm assuming that you're right-handed, your left hand, which has beans, and you put another bean down the hole. and you go like that all down the row, and you can get 100 beans per square meter or per square yard of ground. So you do that, and you get 10 beans in a row about 3 inches apart, 2 or 3 inches apart, and then you go 2 or 3 inches down, and then you do another 10 beans in a row. And you do that, and you have about 9 square feet or about 1 square yard of ground, and you will fit about 100 bean plants in that 1 square yard or 9 square feet of ground. And you can do it. And to feed a family, you have to think, okay, now if one bean plant grows 50 beans, and that's going to be one meal for one person, okay? And if you're a big person and if you're a big eater, you might need 2 bean plants. This is the thing of the cans. This is the same calculation that you were doing for your cans, Vincent, but I'm doing it in plants in the garden and how many beans each plant makes. If you're a big person, you might need 2 or even 3 bean plants. And you have to calculate, okay, well, if I'm a big person and I need 3 bean plants to feed me each day, how many bean plants am I going to need per year? And you need to say that's 3 times 365. Okay? So 2 times 365 is 730, I think.
Yeah, it's 1095, roughly 1100 for. Yeah, okay,
1100. Okay, so that's going to be your, for one person, you'll need 1100 bean plants. Okay, and you better make that 4 bean plants because you're going to need seed for the next year as well. And you want to have a bit of a buffer in case things go wrong. Okay, so that means about 1,500 bean plants per person. That's about 15 square yards of ground that you need to dig up and plant. If you are a person of generous appetite, and you'll need to dig up less ground if you need to eat less. But you can do it. And, you know, 15 square yards is actually not that much if you get to and if you do it. And you can dig it as a person with a spade and a garden fork. You can do it. And even if you're living in a backyard, you can still do it. You've got 15 square yards of ground.
When we come back, we'll relate this to the 5-Minute University.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140, 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.